Of course, this is Robert Shanafelt. I'm speaking with Olivine Witten at the Islanders Restaurant in Belgrade. First, let me ask you when you were born and where.
I was born June 1st, 1957 in Jamaica, St. Catherine, Jamaica.
And you say you've been here in Florida for
11 years.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a little bit about how you got started in the restaurant business? Is it something you've been thinking about a long time?
No, not very. I worked at a deli in Indiantown for 2 years.
Uh-huh.
Then a friend came and
okay.
A friend came and asked us to if we want to start a restaurant with him, and we said yes, so we went in. So then I just took it over and just took everything over.
But you and your husband live in Indiantown.
Yeah, so, yeah, we're still living in Indiantown.
Tell me a little bit about Jamaican cooking. Are there any foods, say, that are associated with a particular time of the year or a festival? Some special foods?
Special food is Easter. It's in Jamaica, Easter, it's bun and cheese.
Bun and cheese?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Spice bun with raisins and fruits and stuff in it, and cheddar cheese. Christmas, it's curry goat, white rice, our pigeon peas and rice and curry goat, and they call the head from the goat or the goat feet, and they make a soup with it. You call that Manish water.
Manish water?
Mm-hmm.
Now, can everybody eat that? It's for everybody?
It's spicy, and that's for everybody, but sometimes it's spicy. So if you don't like spicy, you can't eat that.
Mm-hmm.
The curry goat is also spicy. And you also have curry chicken. That's also spicy.
Are there any foods that are, say, more for women than men? Or
no.
Children, is it special food for children?
No, everybody eats.
What kind of food do you serve here at the restaurant?
On weekends, I serve curry goat, white rice, green bananas.
Mm-hmm.
The green bananas, you take the skin off and you boil it. Put the water on the boil, you put salt in the water, and you put the banana in it, and it boils. And you take it out and serve it hot.
Mm-hmm.
It can serve as a side dish with the rice and the curry goat. Our rice and chicken, our salt fish, salted codfish. You put that to soak. You can put it to soak from the night before to get some of the salt out of it. Or you can, and then you boil it, take the bones out, then you fix it with tomato, onions, black pepper,
mm-hmm.
and serve it with the bananas also.
Mm-hmm. Now, green bananas are different than plantains.
Yes.
You also serve plantains?
Plantains, yes. Fried plantains. You can serve the plantain, the fried one, ripe or green also. You can fry both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like them when they're ripe because they're softer.
Mm-hmm.
And you fry those. And you can serve that with bread and eggs. That can go for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Fried plantain, you can serve it also with steak, fried cube steak. And it's very good with fried cube steak with bell pepper and onion. That's good.
Now you mentioned you serve the curry goat on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Curry goat on the weekends.
What about the weekdays? Do you change the menu?
Yes, weekdays I mostly serve American and Mexican food,
mm-hmm.
because Mexicans are most of my customers.
Mm-hmm.
So I go with the Mexican food and the American food during the week.
And you speak Spanish too?
A little bit. Not
mm-hmm.
a lot. Not fluent.
But it helps.
Yeah,
helps
it does help. So. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you've learned some other sorts of traditions to other kinds of cooking.
Yeah, I learned Spanish cooking. I learned how to make enchiladas, tacos, tamales, and Spanish rice, and some Spanish meat.
Mm-hmm.
I learned how to make some of those. And Puerto Rican rice. With Asian food, foods from Haiti, it's almost the same as Jamaican food. They eat the same. Mm-hmm. And some of the Puerto Rican dishes are the same also. So the real big difference is the Mexican dishes. Mm-hmm. Those are different.
So would you say the staple food in Jamaica is rice?
Mm-hmm. Rice and green bananas. Mm-hmm. Green bananas is good.
You said you learned your cooking from first to your mother.
Mm-hmm. I learned all my Jamaican cooking from my mom. Mm-hmm. And the other cookings I learned since I came to Florida. I work with Spanish people in Indian Town, and I have Spanish friends. And they cook, and I just watch what they're doing and pick up from there.
Anything else that stands out in your mind that you say would be real different about Jamaican food as compared to standard American food?
Just maybe some of the drinks. American soda as well. Mm-hmm. If we're sitting down to dinner or anything, we eat carrot juice. Uh-huh. Get the carrots and you grate it, get the juice out, and you add sweet condensed milk to it. Uh-huh. The thick sweet condensed milk, our sugar and nutmeg, and sweet that, and you add ice to it. And that's mm-hmm. very good dinner.
Is tea usually served with meals or coffee?
Sometimes. Coffee mostly for breakfast. We don't drink coffee like with dinner, not all uh-huh. the time. All the time. The carrot juice are sour sap. There's sour sap juice too. It's also, that's another fruit that bears on a tree. Mm-hmm. And it gets ripe, it has some sticky outside, the skin is green, the sticky. And you get that also, and you can get the juice from it and you fix it. And that goes with dinner also. So we don't drink like soda. We have a dinner and we come in, not for soda or stuff like that.
Can you think of anything that, say, the Jamaicans around the area here miss from back home that they can't get, that you might help them get? Or can you get pretty much everything here?
You get almost everything you need here. Maybe some of the vegetables that we had in Jamaica, we don't have it here. We can get green bananas, we can get salted codfish. I guess what we can get, if we do get it, it's in the tin, and it's not very good when it's in the tin. It's hacky. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you have ever tasted hacky. It's very good. And that you serve that with meat or salted codfish also. And we don't get that here. And there's this yam. Sometimes you find it in Winn-Dixie, yellow yam mm-hmm. or white yam. So find yellow yam in Winn-Dixie, but it's still not the same as
everything.
It's been there a while. See, in Jamaica, if you need a yam or banana, you can just walk in the field and cut it. But it's
so. Were you from a farming area? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have coffee plantation, mm-hmm. Cocoa, or what do you call it, chocolate.
Right, but it's chocolate not quite plantation. Chocolate yet,
so
it's processed.
Right.
It's cocoa.
So we still call it chocolate in Jamaica on the tree.
Oh, you call it chocolate?
Yes, uh-huh. That's what we call it. Uh-huh. Where they call it over here, they call it cocoa. We call it chocolate. And coconuts. You get a lot of coconuts.
So you worked hard from a very young age?
Yeah. Picking coffee, get it to, for it to get to the market. It's for you to find out a lot about Jamaica. You can't really go like you're a tourist. You have to go with somebody that knows the area and somebody that can take you to the countries and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think tourists a lot of times they just find.
It's just, you just go and stay in the hotels.
Right,
and
or mm-hmm. you can learn as much by looking at a postcard.
Yeah.
You mentioned also, was there a few vegetables? You said about yams. Are there other green vegetables say that you can't get here?
We get the squash, chayote squash, we get it here. Don't think there's that much more. It's, especially if we go to Miami, there's a lot of Jamaican stuff in Miami. Mm-hmm. We can get it in Miami. So it's not that much.
So when the farm workers come, I'm sure they don't get that sort of quality food when they're working. It's very different.
No, I think mostly they get rice, just white rice. And I don't know, it's cooked. I've never really been on any other places where they serve them.
Mm-hmm.
Like the farm workers, the sugarcane workers.
Mm-hmm.
I know. My husband said when they used to work there, it was all rice and pork chops or stuff like that. They serve them.
Mm-hmm. So they serve it, they get in a big sort of mess hall?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I read about a drink, too, that the workers used to keep their strength up.
Mm-hmm.
I forget what the name of it is.
It's not Irish mash?
Yeah.
It might be Irish mash.
They take it to the fields with them?
I guess so. Our Guinness stout.
Mm-hmm.
You mix that with eggs,
uh-huh.
carrot juice, and oats.
And oats, mm-hmm. raw oats.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And the milk, and it's very good. And served cold with ice. So with ice.
Would you drink that too?
Yeah.
Just for a drink.
Yeah, drink that. You can drink that for a cold drink also.
Uh-huh.
And Nutriment is very good.
Mm-hmm.
You can try Nutriment. They love Jamaican guys. They love drinking Nutriment.
I'm not familiar with
Nutriment is very good. It's like, what do you call it? Bodybuilding stuff. It's
so
like
high protein.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's about the size of a Slim Fast can. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I can't think of any other questions. Unless there's anything else you can think of you'd like to add?
Nothing right now.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay.